阿门。
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的早祷会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer session.
我们请一起起立唱诗136首。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 136. Please be seated.
我们刚刚所唱的这首诗啊，是从保罗所说的一句话而来的。
And so the hymn that we had just sang came from a word from Paul.
那保罗的一辈子啊，给所有的信徒留下了一个基督生命的榜样。
And so throughout his life, he has led an example of Christian life for all the members.
啊，一直到他侍奉主直到年老的时候。
And until to the time that he was serving the Lord.
啊，其实保罗所处的年代啊，不会比我们的状况好到哪里去。
And so the era or the time that he was in is not.Much better than us.
啊，教会内部有隐忧。
And inside the church, there are turmoils.
教会外部有攻击。
And externally, there are attacks.
哦，所以呢，很多信徒在道理上的认识开始逐渐产生问号。
And so slowly, all the members begin to form questions regarding their beliefs.
他们对圣经的认识可能有偏差。
And so their understanding towards the Bible might be indifferent.
啊，但是当保罗年老的时候。
But when Paul was getting older.
啊，在这种环境压力之下。
And under this great pressure of his environment.
啊，他为自己所留下的最后一段话。
And so he left the passage for himself at the end.
就是我深知我所信的是谁。
And he says that I deeply believe.That who I know I believed.
啊，今天我们每一个信主耶稣的人
，and so each and every one of us that believe in Jesus，
我们也要抱着一样的精神来面对我们的信仰。
And so we have to have the same mindset when facing our faith.
因为我们所面对的环境会改变
，and because our surroundings are always changing.
我们身旁的人可能试图要影响我们
，and the people around us might try to influence us.
但是不要忘记啦
，and but do not forget，
是我们自己最后要为自己的信仰负责任。
And at the end, we have to be responsible for our own faith.
所以我们今天来到这里。
So we came here today.
啊，愿意拿出时间，花一个礼拜的时间住在教会。
And we're willing to spend the time to stay in church for the whole week.
啊，在道理上做学习。
And we're learning in the truth.
在信仰上拥有同伴。
And we have a companionship in our journey of faith.
就是希望能够使我们再一次的确定自己所认识的信仰。
And so this is for us to affirm ourselves that.That we know what we are believing in.
深知我所信的是谁。
And we deeply believe that we know that who we believed in.
能够像保罗一样。
And just like Paul.
走完成功的人生。
And to walk through his life.
走完成功的信仰。
And walk through his very successful faith.
我们在祷告之前一起来看一段经节。
So before we pray, let's read a verse.
我们请看。腓立比书的第三章
，and let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书的第三章
Philippians chapter 3.
第十二节
，verse 12.
腓立比书的三章第十二节
，Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
一直到第十六节
，and until 16.
腓立比书第三章。
And Philippians chapter 3.
我们一起来念哦。
And let's all read it together.
哦，从十二节开始。
And from verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的十三。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上头来招我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
若在
什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步， 就当照这地什么地步行。阿们。那这里是啊，保罗所分享的一段话。
And so this is a passage that Paul has shared.
那是保罗在提醒啊，腓立比教会是在教导腓立比教会关于他自己的信仰。
And so this is reminding the church in Philippi of his own faith.
那我们昨天谈到，你的态度决定了你信仰的高度。
And we have talked about that your attitude will decide everything that you do.
那所以我们今天在追求信仰上，必须要有一个正确的态度。
And so when we pursuing at our own faith, we have to have a right attitude.
我们在祷告当中也必须要有正确的态度。
And so during our prayer, we have to have the same right attitude.
好，所以在这一段里面，保罗讲到他自己。
So in this passage, Paul was describing himself.
讲到他自己信仰追求的态度。
And he's talking about his attitude pursuing his own faith.
因为有正确的态度。
And because he has the right attitude.
所以最后得到一个成功的人生。
And so at the end, he was able to achieve a very successful life.
所以我们用这一段来看一看，我们今天祷告必须要有什么样的态度。
And so we will read this passage and we will know that what kind of attitude we should have during prayer.
我们看第十二节哦。
And let's read verse 12.
十二节说，这不是说我已经得着，已经完全了。
And it says that not that I have already attained or am already perfect.
我乃是竭力的追求啊。
But I press on.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，今天祷告的第一个态度。
And so this is telling us the first attitude that we should have during prayer.
就是要竭力追求努力的态度。
And that we have to actively press on.
一个人为什么会努力？
And why would a person work very hard?
啊，他必须要认识到自己有需要。
And this person would know that he might have the needs.
啊，像一个人为什么要去找吃的？
And just like why a person will search for food.
啊，听说昨天晚上有三点有人起来找食物啊。
And I've heard that last night around 3 a.m. there's somebody waking up and looking for food.
先跟你们讲，这次不是我啊。
And let me tell you now, this is not me.
啊，所以啊，为什么需要找食物？
And so why does people need to find food?
因为肚子会饿啊。
And because you would go hungry.
因为有需要，所以会付出努力。
And because you have the need that you would put out the efforts.
啊，即使门锁上，还要想办法把它打开。
And even if the door is locked, then you would find a way to open it.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说。说我不认为我已经得着了。
And so here it says that he does not feel that he's already attained.
我不觉得我已经完全了。
And he does not think that he's perfect.
所以我会竭力追求更加努力。
So that's why he would press on and work even harder.
今天如果你已经吃得很饱了。
And so if today you eat food and you're very full.
啊，肚子圆圆动弹不得。
And your stomach is very round and you cannot move.
你就失去那个追求食物的动力啦。
And you would lose all motivation in pursuing after food.
信仰是这样，祷告也是这样。
And so faith is the same way, and so is our prayer.
如果你今天觉得你自己灵修已经很不错了。
And if you feel that you're at a very high spiritual level today.
你觉得你人生没有什么需要主耶稣帮忙的。
And you feel that in your life there's no need for any kind of assistance from God.
或者你已经觉得你已经祷告太多了。
Or you feel that you might have prayed very much already.
即使你在这里跪上二三十分钟。
So even though if you're kneeling down here for 20 or 30 minutes.
圣经上面讲说你是在自己跟自己说话。
And the Bible saying that you're talking and mumbling to yourself.
所以一个人要先认识到自己有需要。
So a person must first understand his own needs.
如同圣经里面那些蒙恩典得神迹的人。
And just like all the people in the Bible that's receiving grace and miracles.
当他们来到耶稣的面前。
And when they come in front of Jesus.
大声喊着说。
And they cry out loudly and says,
拿撒勒人耶稣，你可怜可怜我吧。
And Jesus of Nazareth, why don't you have pity on me?
即使别人责备啊，说你不要吵啊，不要吵啊。
And even when other people are rebuking them and saying that, tell them to hush.
圣经里面讲说他们越发大声喊叫啊。
And the Bible says that they will cry even louder.
拿撒勒人耶稣，你可怜可怜我啊。
And Jesus of Nazareth, why don't you have pity on me?
因为有这样子的需要。
And because you have this type of needs.
所以会付出相应的努力。
And you would put out a certain amount of effort.
因为有付出相应的努力。
And because of the efforts that you have put out.
所以最后得到神丰盛的怜悯。
So at the end, you will receive abundant mercy from God.
所以祷告要大声。
And so when we pray, we have to pray loudly.
祷告又专心。
And we have to be very focused.
祷告是必须要付出你的汗水的。
And when you pray, you have to really shed your sweat.
要让主耶稣知道说你真的很在意。
And you want to let Lord Jesus know that you really care.
我们来看一下希伯来书的第五章。
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书的第五章。
And Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章的第七节。
And Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7.
第七节。
And verse 7.
基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主就因他的虔诚蒙了应允呐、啊，而这里讲到主耶稣的祷告啊。
And here talks about the prayer of Jesus.
他说主耶稣的祷告为什么会蒙应允呢
？And why does the Jesus's prayer was heard?
这里讲说他大声哀哭。
And it says that he had a prayer loudly.
啊，他流泪祷告。
And shed tears.
并且他虔诚的祷告。
And he prayed very fervently.
哦，所以因为这样子祷告，所以主耶稣的祷告蒙了应允。
And because of the type of prayer that he was praying, that he was accepted.
如果主耶稣祷告需要大声。
And because if Lord Jesus needs to pray loudly.
如果主耶稣祷告需要流汗流泪。
And if Lord Jesus needs to shed tears and sweat.
那我们就更需要朝着这个方向努力。
And we.Definitely need to pursue after this type of.
所以在这里告诉我们，第一要竭力追求。
And so the first thing it tells us that we have to press on.
我们看回来腓立比书的第三章哦。
And let's turn back to Philippians chapter 3.
第十三节。
And verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。”那这里告诉我们第二个祷告应该有的态度啊。
And so here tells us about the second criteria when we pray.
就是忘记过去，努力面前。
And that you have to forget of the things of the past and move forward.
我们今天都已经放下家里，放下工作，放下世上的事来到这里。
And so we have laid down all of our work and our family and all of the earthly things.
既然已经下了这样的决心。
And we have made such determinations.
就不要浪费这样的机会。
And so do not let this time go wasted.
哦，所以我常常跟教会的学生说，哦。
And so often I would tell the students in church.
祷告会的时候，你人已经到这里了。
And so during prayer session, you are already here.
你已经在这里跪在这里了。
And you are here kneeling down.
接下来的二三十分钟你也跑不掉。
And the 20 or 30 minutes later on that you cannot go anywhere else.
所以既然要跪。
So if you're kneeling down here,
就要跪得有意义有价值。
And it has to make it meaningful and purposeful.
如果你跪在这里二十分钟。
And if you're kneeling down here for 20 or 30 minutes,
结果你跪在那没有在祷告。
And then you're kneeling down but you're not praying.
啊，结果你思路到处乱跑。
And then you let your mind wandering around.
啊，那个不叫祷告啊。
So this is not praying.
那个叫做受苦啊。
And this is called suffering.
啊，最后只有腰酸背痛膝盖疼啊。
And at the end you will feel very painful the knee and back.
啊，但是如果是一样的二十分钟。
But at the same 20 minutes.
你走不了，你必须要在这里啊。
And you cannot leave or go anywhere, but you have to be here.
可是你能够在这二十分钟中摸到神，看见神。
But within this 20 minute time, you could touch God and see God.
啊，这个是你人生当中最有意义的二十分钟。
And so this is the most meaningful time in your life.
哦，所以一样在这里。
And so same thing that you're here.
一样跪在这。
And you are kneeling down here.
每个人的结果跟价值却是完全不同。
And so the results and the value of people are different.
哦，所以既然我们已经来到这里了。
And so even though we're here,
我们就这个礼拜不要再去想世界上的事情。
So let's not think about any of the worldly things this week.
祷告的时候不要想世界。
And so during our prayer, let's not think about the world.
祷告的时候不要想怎么祷告这么久。
And during our prayer, let's not think about why is it that we're praying for so long.
哦，所以有时候啊，那个学生联会的小朋友啊。
And sometimes the children's doing spiritual convocations.
啊，祷告的时候就很想帮传道按铃啊。
And when they pray, they wanted to press the bell for the pastors.
啊，我相信你们应该不会 这样哦。
And I believe that you are not this way.
所以祷告的时候，你不要担心传道是不是祷告太久了。
And when you pray, do not worry about whether the pastor is praying too long or not.
不要替传道计时说，哎，应该要按铃了。
And do not be a timekeeper for the pastor, and then whether he should be pressing the bell.
祷告要专心。
And so you have to be very focused.
让我们能够放下过去的事情。
And we have to lay down things of the past.
不要担心你家里的衣服还没有洗。
And do not worry about the dirty laundries in your home.
你回家的时候，它还是在那里。
And when you go home, it's still going to be there.
所以啊，今天我们既然已经花时间在这。
And so because we have taken out the time to come here today.
花了机票跑到这边来。
And we have purchased our ticket and flew all the way down here.
很舍不得的放下自己的家人。
And regretfully, we will let our family be alone.
既然做下这样的决定。
And as long as we had made this determination,
就请让这个决定能够发挥它最大的价值。
And you wanted to let this decision to improve to the greatest value.
所以保罗说，我忘记过去的事情。
And so Paul says, I forget about the things in the past.
我只专注我现在面对的挑战。
All I care about is the challenge that I'm facing in front of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们接下来有一个礼拜一起的挑战。
And so brothers and sisters, we will be facing a week of challenge here.
就是要登上属灵的高处。
And so we want to climb up to the spiritual high places.
这当中需要付出努力。
And so during this time, we must put out the efforts.
需要同伴的支持。
And we need the support of our companions.
这是你跟我一起面对的。
And so this is something that you and I will be facing.
所以要面对你现在最有价值、最重要的挑战。
And so you have to be facing something that's more valuable to you and more challenging to you today.
就是这一场的祷告会。
And that will be that prayer session now.
就是今天你要面对的课程。
And also the classes that you'll be facing today.
所以他说，忘记背后努力面前。
And so he's saying that forgetting about the past and press on.
第三这里说要向着标杆直跑啊。
And the third thing it says press towards the goal.
这个是很重要的一个精神。
And so this is a very important spirit.
有时候我们都有在祷告。
And most of the time we are all praying.
但是祷告常常不知道方向，不知道祷告要祷告什么。
But many times during our prayer, we do not have any directions, and we don't know what to pray for.
所以有时候啊，虽然在祷告啊，但是啊，到处乱跑啊。
But many times when we are praying, but we are still wandering around.
一下想想这个，一下想想那个，所以很难专心。
And we will be thinking about this, and we will be thinking about that.
但是这里告诉我们说，我们祷告要什么？要有一个标杆，有一个目标啊。
But this here tells us that when we pray, we have to have a goal in mind.
看一下哥林多前书的第二章
啊。And let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。第九章哦。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
26节。
Verse 26.
哥林多前书九章的第二十六节。
And First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26.
二十六节，所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。二十七节，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。那在这里呢，使徒保罗告诉我们啊。
And here Apostle Paul tells us.
他说啊，我们跑步要有方向。
And when we run, we have to have a direction.
我们打拳要有对手。
And when we fight, we have to have an opponent.
所以我们要知道自己在做什么。
So we have to know what we are doing here.
同样我们祷告也是相同的。
So at the same time, when we pray, we have to have the same spirit.
当我们来到前面一起跪下来的时候。
And we come forward and we all kneel down and pray.
我们必须要问问自己说，我到底想要跟神说什么。
And we have to ask ourselves, what do I really want to say to God?
如果不能够有清楚的认识。
And if we don't have a clear understanding with definition.
常常到最后你会发觉说，祷告起来你一无所得。
And many times after the prayer, you will realize that you have gained nothing.
因为你不知道到底要跟主耶稣说什么。
Because you don't know what you should be saying to Lord Jesus.
所以保罗说你要有方向啊。
And so Paul says that we have to have a direction.
你要有一个目标。
We have to have a goal.
你要有一个很清楚的认识，你为什么需要祷告。
And you have to have a very clear, defined understanding that why you are praying.
使你能够不断的朝着这个方向、这个努力的目标前进。
And so that you could press on and work very hard towards your goal.
当门徒来跟随耶稣的时候。
And when the apostles came and followed Jesus.
有两个门徒啊来跟随耶稣哦。
And there was two disciples that came and followed.
在使徒行传里面啊，这些人 这两个人就一直跟。
And so in the apostle Acts, these two men kept on following Jesus.
我们来看一下哦，来看约翰福音
哦。Let's turn to the book of John.
我们来看约翰福音的第一章哦。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章
John chapter 1
第三十五节
and verse 35
约翰福音的第一章第三十五节
and John chapter 1 verse 35
三十五节在次日约翰同两个门徒站在那里36他见耶稣行走就说看哪、啊、这是神的羔羊37
37
两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣38
38
耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着就问他们说你们要什么啊？那这里讲到有两个人啊来跟随耶稣啊。
And it says that here are two disciples are following Jesus.
我们常常强调信仰的路就是跟随的路。
And so we often emphasize that the our faith is the wave of our faith.
啊，我有聚会，我有祷告，我有奉献。
And I have prayer, and I have attended service. I have made donations.
啊，我在家里有读圣经。
And I have read the Bible at home.
你看呢，我还来参加 NAT。Yes, eh?
And I'm look and then I'm attending NATS.
啊，我要一辈子跟随耶稣。
I wanted to follow Jesus for the entire life.
啊，这是好的。
And this is all good.
这也是对的。
And these are all correct.
但这是不够的。
But this is not enough.
你看在这里啊，门徒一直跟随耶稣哦。
And you see that the disciples are following Jesus constantly.
我们可能会觉得说这样很好啊，有跟耶稣最好。
And we will feel that this is very good because they're following Jesus.
可是耶稣有没有说他们很棒？
And but did Jesus say that they're great?
没有耶，他们一直跟，一直跟，一直跟。耶稣转过来看他们啊。
And no, because the two disciples were following Jesus, and Jesus turned around and said to them.
主耶稣跟他们说什么？
And looked at them. And what did Jesus say to them?
主耶稣没有说你继续跟我走，没有哦。
And Jesus did not say that. Why don't you continue to follow me?
主耶稣说你跟着我做什么？
And Jesus would say, Why do you seek?
这是你跟我今天都必须要回答的问题啊。
And so this is an answer that we must answer today.
信仰的路不是付出努力就可以的。
So the journey of our faith is not just putting out efforts.
就像你今天要从北加州来开车开到南加州。
And just like if you're driving from Northern California to Southern California today.
你很努力的开车。
And you're driving for a very long time.
但是你拼命往北边开。
And but you're driving towards north.
很努力最后就到温哥华了。
And then you're driving for a very long time and then you reach Vancouver.
所以信仰的路不是只要努力就可以。
And so our faith, journey of faith is not just working hard.
你必须要清楚自己要什么，要去哪里。
You have to be clear what do you need and what do you want.
然后在这里主耶稣转过来问他们啊。
And so Jesus turned around and asked them.
你一直跟着我。
And you're following me.
你一直来聚会。
And you're attending service.
你常常跪下来祷告。
And you often kneel down and pray.
啊，你到底要什么？
And what do you want?
这个问题是很现实的。
And so this is a very realistic question.
也是你跟我都必须要能够回答的。
And this is a question that you and I must answer as well.
请问我们跪下来祷告，我到底要什么？
And so, I'd like to ask that when we kneel down,and pray, what do we see?
这会决定我们的标杆。
And this will determine our goal.
会决定我们的方向。
And this will determine our directions.
更会决定我们祷告的果效。
And this will determine the effects of our prayer.
我没有答案给你。
And I don't have an answer for you.
你要自己去找到自己的答案。
And you have to be able to find your own answers.
而这个答案
And this answer
会决定你最后跟主耶稣的关系
And will decide the ultimate relationship between you and Lord Jesus
会决定你祷告起来的果效
And will decide the results of your prayer after getting up
我们看回来腓立比书哦
And let's turn back to Philippians
我们看回来腓立比书的第三章
And Philippians chapter 3
第十五节
Verse 15
腓立比书的第三章的第十五节
Philippians chapter 3 verse 15
啊，十五节所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心啊，这里讲到祷告的第四个态度啊
And here it talks about the fourth attitude that we should have
啊，在这里的完全人哦
And here it talks about being matured
啊，它的原来的意思是你要成为一个长大成熟的人啊
And the original meaning means that you have to be fully mature and grown up
所以啊今天我们来祷告
And so if we're praying today,
今天我们在追求信仰,
and we're pursuing after our own faith,
是要让我们更加完全变成一个长大成熟的人。
And so this is making us more mature and fully grown.
所以如果一个人常常祷告,
and if a person constantly prayers,
毫无长进,
and there's no growth,
这种祷告是没有效的。
And so this type of prayer is ineffective.
所以曾经有一个慕道者来问我。
And so one time there was a truth seeker that came over and asked me,
说啊，你们那个祷告真的有效吗？
And this truth seeker says that, is your prayer really effective?
你看哦，你看你们那个信徒哦。
And look at that member.
哇，每次祷告，哇，很大声啊。
And every time when this person prays very loudly,
哇，身体震动得很厉害啊。
And his body will be shaken.
祷告完之后起来骂人也很大声啊。
And after praying, and when he gets up, and he would scream at people loudly.
祷告越长，骂人越凶。
And the more longer that he prays, the more harsher that he would rebuke other people.
我说怎么会这个样子？
And so this person asked me, why would be this way?
我说好问题啊，怎么会这个样子？
And I say, that's a good question. Why would him be this way?
所以为什么会这样子呢？
And why would this person become like this?
因为祷告只剩下外面的形式而已。
And because prayer is only based on outer appearance,
却少了一种心灵上的触动。
And you're lacking the basic movement or being touched upon in your heart.
祷告缺乏了成熟的表现。
And you're lacking the actions of maturity.
所以到底祷告的精神第四个是什么？
And so what is the fourth things and an attitude when it comes to prayer.
是借着祷告使我们有力量成为成熟。
And so through prayer we could regain strength and become mature.
祷告当中求神让我们长大。
And so through prayer we are asking God to make us grow.
所以在祷告当中恳求。
And so we pray fervently in our prayer.
在祷告起来之后能够勇敢。
And so after prayer, when we get up, we can be brave.
所以有功效的祷告表现在哪里？
And so effective prayer will present in which way?
表现在你能够处理自己所犯下的错误。
And it will present the way that you handle the mistakes that you have committed.
能够面对你所不愿意面对的过去的罪恶。
And you're willing to face the past iniquities that you have committed.
所以祷告不要成为一种逃避啊。
And so when we pray, let's not try to find see it as an escape.
有些人脾气很坏哦。
And some people are ill-tempered.
哇，常常跟人家吵架。
And they would often argue with other people.
吵架完之后就跑来祷告。
And so after arguing with other people, they would come and pray.
那他祷告内容是什么？
And so what would the contents of their prayer?
主啊，我又发脾气了，我又骂人了。
And Lord, I again shouted at other people.
求你让对方忘记我刚刚骂他吧。
And please let the other person forget that I just yelled at him.
行个神迹把他抹掉哈，抹掉就没事了。
And why don't you perform a miracle and just wipe away that incident?
很多时候我们把祷告当成逃避的借口。
And many times we will see prayer as a way of our escape.
好像我有祷告，我过去所犯的错就是我没有看见啊。
And seems like when we pray, any kind of mistakes that we have committed in the past that all disappeared.
这个是不成熟的表现。
And this is an action of immaturity.
所以啊，真正祷告使我们长大成人。
And so as long as we pray and grew to be mature.
是你在祷告当中面对自己的软弱。
And so during our prayer, we're facing our own weaknesses.
然后祷告主啊，你给我勇敢，你让我有力量。
And then you're praying to God and saying that, Lord, please give me strength and let me have the power.
祷告起来以后去面对，去处理自己所犯的错。
And then after getting up from prayer, you will be dealing with the actions that you have caused.
骂人了，你要去道歉。
And if you were yelling at other people, you have to apologize.
过去的冲突，勇敢打电，拿起电话来打给对方说，对不起。
And any kind of mistake that you committed in the past, that you're willing to pick up the telephone and call the other person and apologize.
这个叫做长大成人。
And so this is.Grown to be mature.
这叫做成为完全。
And so this is becoming perfect.
这个才是我们真正祷告得到的改变。
And so this will be the change that we will encounter during our prayer.
所以我们如果在祷告以后，
And so after prayer,
心中有一点感动。
And sometimes we will be moved inside our hearts.
有一个微小的声音。
And we have a very microscopic voice.
告诉我们说啊， 不要再这么好面子啦。
And it's telling us that do not care about your own image or face.
面对你所制造的问题。
Why don't you face the problem that you have caused?
勇敢承认自己的错误。
And why don't you boldly admit your own mistakes?
然后鼓起勇气面对你所得罪的人。
And why don't you bring up the courage and to face the person that you have done wrong to?
当我们这样子做的时候，
And so once we have done that,
在神眼中你就是一个长大成熟的基督徒。
And so in the eyes of God, you're considered a fully grown mature Christian.
同时当你这样做的时候，
And once you have done it,
你就会看到神怎么样帮你开出一条更好的道路。
And you will see a new way that's open.By God for you.
神帮你解决你所面对的问题。
And God will take care of the problems that you are facing today.
所以信仰要竭力追求。
And so we have to pursue actively.
信仰要面对挑战。
And we have to be willing to face challenges.
信仰要清楚目标。
And in our faith, we have to have a clear and defined goal.
信仰更要生命改变。
And faith is life changing as well.
愿这作为你跟我祷告的勉励。
And so may this be the encouragement of our prayer for you and I.
我们一起到前面来。
Let's all come forward.